Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 48.
I want to thank you for being with me today on Table Talk, and we're sharing the Word of God, of course, and what the Word has to speak into our life. And the Word of God, isn't it something that we call it so holy that we can't touch it? It's so holy that we can't pick it up and read it. And so holy that it cannot apply to our lives. No, that's what the Word of God is. It is the instruction book of life. It's the comfort that we need. It's the solace that we need. It is every single thing that we have need of is in the Word of God. And we've been sharing with you about courage. We need courage to get up in the morning. We need courage to go to bed at night. We have courage to take care of family issues. You need courage to take things at care of work. We need courage to stand up in this generation and declare the glories of God. We need His strength. We desperately need His courage. I'm going to share with you today from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. But you know what? Several decades ago, it was popular to have psalms, portions of scripture, and people actually wrote tunes to them, and we sung the scriptures. And this is one of them. You might want to, if you're about my decade, might know this song. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Oh, yeah. Do you remember that one? That's from Isaiah 40, verse 31. That says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wow. Strength for the journey. Courage to stand up in the wind of adversity. I was up by the big lake one time, a couple of years ago by now. And it was windy. It was really windy. But I was on the bluff looking out over the big Lake Michigan. And I saw some smaller birds that they could not stand the wind. And they'd flop a little bit, and then it almost looked like their wings would fold under them. They'd have to go with the wind current and go back where they didn't want to go. But then I saw some other bigger birds, determined birds, birds with courage. And they're able to spread those huge wings, lock them into position, and ride the wind. Oh, they were looking for the wind. They weren't running from the wind. And a lot of times the wind will give you lift. The wind will not make you to decrease. It will not kill you, not hurt you, not harm you, but will bring you to another place of elevation if you ride the winds with God. And the Word of God says you're going to be like the eagles. Oh, my goodness. And the eagles can soar so high, but yet they can see, because God made it that way, the little speck on the ground, a little animal, a little creature, a little whatever. They can see a long distance, but they can ride the winds of adversity and go exactly where they want to go without expending all their energy. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's where we're going. There's a lot of people that expend their energy. They're worn out. They're tired having church. They're tired going on Sunday. They're tired on Wednesday. They're tired on small groups. They're just tired. They're expending their energy. That's because they're not riding the airwaves. The winds of the Holy Spirit. And when you ride those winds of the Holy Spirit, you soar. You go up, you don't go down. And I'm going to read that scripture one more time. It is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, and verse 31. Those that wait on the Lord, well, how long does that take? I got 5 minutes. Are you telling God that you've just got 5 minutes? What's God got? Well, he's got something called eternity, something forever. So you can spend more time with him than just 5 minutes. We want every single thing God has now. But they that wait patience on the Lord. You're going to renew. That means you had it at one time. Renew your strength. Oh, my goodness. We need to renew our strength. But how's that come? Taking another seminar? Buying somebody else's how-to book? No. Pretty simple. It says, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, and he then will renew your strength. You're going to mount up with wings like eagles. Wow. You're going to run, not even get pooped. Not even run out of gas. Not even run out of air. You're going to be just as fresh at the end as you are at the beginning. They shall walk and not faint. You know, my father, Lester Sumrall, passed away at the age of 83. But he ran just as fast after 80 as he did when he was a young man. And he practiced this word of God. Well, it's so funny that the guys that are with him on the road in the United States, they were praying and talking to the guys that were overseas. Could you please have the doctor go overseas so we can get some rest? And then the guys that were overseas with Dr. Sumrall, they were saying to the guys in the United States, could you please book some meetings with Brother Sumrall in the United States so we can have a rest? And he wore out two or three different teams of men all the time because he was pacing himself. He realized he was on a mission. He knew that the journey was going to end. And so before the journey was over, he was going to give it every single thing he had. And so he'd have breakfast with the pastors. He would always have lunch with a setting of pastors wherever he was. Then he'd preach at night, and he'd do that every single night of the week, come home, preach on Sunday, get in an airplane, and fly out to preach somewhere else for Sunday night, every single week. Wow. The secret was what? Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. Taking your time with him, getting into the Word of God, gaining that supernatural strength from Isaiah, and saying, you know what? I'm going to renew my strength like the eagles. I'm going to soar with them. I'm going to catch the wind of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to be just as fresh at the end as I am at the beginning. I'm going to be just as new, just as fresh on top of my game at the end as at the beginning. And you can do it. Another scripture we already used, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God bless you. I want to thank you for watching. I want to thank you for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Sumrall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Sumrall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.